Okay.
That was a little younger.
Like last week?
Well, it's a joy to have Rich bring back with us. Rich has been with us at least, a few times, and it's always been great. And for those of you who haven't met Rich, Rich and his wife, they've been in ministry for a long time, over 30 years?
40 years.
And fruitful ministry. And now they're with the Global Celebration School of Supernatural Ministry and doing great work there. Many of you know Georgian Banoff, so he's with Georgian. So Rich is here this morning, and you're with Thor?
Yes.
Thor, where's Thor? That's a great name. I like that name. Thor, come on, Thor. I like that. So, Thor is with us too, and so I'm sure there'll be some things happening at the end of Rich's message, which will be a blessing to us all. But in case you don't know, Rich and his wife, they're part of the staff at Global Celebration. But in case you don't know, they have other staff members who are actually here with us. In case you didn't know, Susie and Mike Baker, they're all ours. They're not just here visiting. They're with us. But I don't know if you know, Susie's the coordinator of Global Celebration's Intercessory Prayer Team. Michael's the resource manager for Global, and they're part of the staff, and they're all together, and we thank God for you guys. Hallelujah. Okay. So let's give a warm welcome to our brother.
Thank you, Fred. Wow. Jesus. Well, it's so good to be here with Fred and you all. And I, Friday I did a Jewish wedding up in Rochester, New York. I had my own prayer skull clap, and I did it with Rabbi David Rosen, and we did a Messianic Jewish. And so I was, that afternoon, I had my skull cap on. I was just walking around some of the streets, and people would call me Rabbi. And I was into it. I just feel like, wow, I've arrived, And I was just telling him, shalom. Thank you. Thank you. Baruch Hashem, HaMashiach Yeshua. Woo! Yeah, we're flying this morning. We're flying. Thor, could you come up here for a sec? I just want to, he's my intern this coming year, one of my interns, and he has a hammer that we're going to do a lot together with that. So anyway, did you have something that the Lord gave you this morning?
I just want to, first of all, Mike and Susie have been such an instrumental part of our school, and I just honor them. The number of hours that Susie has devoted to prayer and Mike has given to it is just really, really incredible. She brought me into the your prayer intercession group, and the sense I had walking into that room was that these are the sentry guards. Almost, it was like the sense of protection of a wall around this gathering because of the people willing to pray. And so I just think it's totally awesome. The word I had actually getting into the car before coming here was growth. And my sense was, sometimes the kingdom of God is, talks about yeast, the lady putting yeast in, and it grows without even knowing it. Or a seed that grows. But actually, the picture I had was this young man. And it was in a period of time of a growth spurt. And so I just want to declare that this season coming up will be a time of growth for you. And it may be a growth in numbers, but it may be a growth of individuals just growing. And with it, there's going to be hope. And it's almost like a young man growing. He wants to be, let's say, a basketball player. And then he enters this time of growth, and the hope of that dream coming fulfilled comes up. And that's what my encouragement to you is to dust off the prophetic words, the promises, the dreams that you have, and begin acting in accordance with those dreams or with that. So if you have a word of being a warrior, but you feel like a wimp at this time, you know, now is the time to act, beginning to act in accordance as a warrior. And it's going to be a time of growth with hope. So that's what was on my heart.
Thank you, Thor. Wow. Good word. And that's a word for us today. Wow. And we've seen so much growth in Thor the last couple of years. So anyway, I want to plink a plug for our school. We had a big event here in May. But if anybody's on the fence, hey, come. You won't regret it. Also, there's a Supernatural Life Conference at Life Center in a couple of weeks. Everybody's going to be there. Oh, my goodness. It's just every band in the country is going to be there. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it. And then we just heard this year or this week that this little pastor from Redding, California, Bill Johnson, might be there. So I don't know who else is coming, but I know Jesus will be there. Yeshua. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. I'm going to just give a few minutes here to describe what I believe is one the greatest revelation that we could have for keeping daily revival, daily awakening. This is, I believe, a secret that every revivalist has gotten this secret. And, of course, Paul, who wrote this, got this mystery, this secret himself. And he describes this secret all the way through chapter 3. He describes this mystery of the Messiah, and this mystery now has been revealed. It was actually revealed to Paul out in the Arabian desert. The Messiah, Yeshua, appeared to him face to face and explained the whole Old Testament to him and explained this covenant of union that he was going to have with his church. And later down in verse 6, he talks about, and this is was revealed to me, this mystery, the gospel grace, that Jews and Gentiles together are going to be co-heirs in this mystery. Every nations of the earth together, co-heirs of Abraham's promise. And over in verse 10, why did he do this? Two reasons. So that the bride would be unveiled, that every realm in the human, in the heavenly realms, that every angelic power, this would be unveiled before their eyes, the diverse wisdom of God revealed through the loving plan for the church, the bride. This plan was destined from eternity and fulfilled completely in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that now we have boldness through him and free access as kings before the Father because of our complete confidence in Christ's faithfulness. See, the reason that we have daily access to God as kings, it says, is because we're married to Jesus. We're married to Yeshua. And this covenant that we have is a forever covenant. And so how many of you know when you get married, if you wake up one day and you don't feel married, you still are in a covenant. And don't tell your wife any other thing. Because this covenant is forever. And it is ongoing, and it doesn't depend on your feelings or whatever lies the devil is telling you that particular day, but it says that we have free access. The secret is this, that heaven is now open, and that we have access as kings into the Holy of Holies. We were singing it this morning. Heaven is around us. Just open your eyes. Ephesians 1 says that your eyes would be brightened to see the revelation of God's grace and inheritance that you have. Wow. You see, 2,000 years ago, that veil was rent. When Jesus died, his body was rent, but also the veil was rent, and the way into the heavenly places was forever accessed. And that this open heaven is our reality. But the last 2,000 years, it's gotten veiled many times, and very few people have seen that we have this access as kings. Whoever got that revelation, there would be revival happen around those people. John Wesley got this revelation that sanctification is a gift, that we actually freely are holy. We're happy and holy. And Zinzendorf got this revelation that we are actually in union with Christ. The mystics used to believe that if you kill yourself off and mortify yourself and then get this illumination, you could eventually go into union with God. But Zinzendorf and St. Paul got this revelation that the moment we're born again, we are now in union with Christ. And this is what the Passion Translation talks about in all the way through Ephesians. Like, for instance, in Ephesians chapter 1, it says in verse 7, since we are now in union with Christ, we have been given the treasures of salvation, complete cancellation of our sins. And then in verse 9, and through the revelation, he's unveiled his desires with us because we're in union with Christ. Verse 11, this is why God selected us for his inheritance through our union with Christ. We were married when to Jesus when we said, I do. When you asked Jesus into your heart, that was an I do. That was a time of legal contract. The ketubah was actually signed that moment. You know, in a Jewish wedding, it's neat because there's actually, from ancient tradition, two parts. There's the first part where there's actually the contract and the signing, and it's legally documented, but yet the wedding ceremony hasn't happened yet. Years later, even, when the house is already and the father says, yes, go get your bride, then the second part happens when they come together on the chuppah, and then they celebrate, and then they actually live together. And so it is with us. The moment you ask Yeshua into your heart, you have signed a marriage contract, and you are legally bound to him in his heart. That I do begins that union, and we live. And to have that daily revelation of union is why we can have revival every single day. Heaven is accessed, and everything that heaven brings with us, that inheritance. Actually, in verse 13, it talks about that marriage contract is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit into our hearts and seals us as an engagement ring. That's what the Aramaic says, that it's sealed as an engagement ring. And so we're really legally married to Jesus the moment that we ask him in our hearts. Isn't that cool? And that's proof, that's guarantee that we're going to get all the inheritance that he has is you have the Holy Spirit. And so every day that Holy Spirit is a witness of the marriage that we will see him face to face and celebrate. Woo! And we'll break the glass. Whoa. Muscle tough. Let's just say it. Muscle tough. I'm getting into this, Fred. So it was such a special thing to have a Gentile pastor and a Jewish rabbi do this wedding. And it was just like the one new man, which is, I know what your church is a lot about here, the one new man, and it's such a marvelous thing. This union that we have with Jesus is all about our revelation that on a daily basis, we realize that we're married to him and everything that belongs to him belongs to us. And that's the way it is. When I was in Istanbul, Turkey, I bought this ring here, which is my Jesus engagement ring. And so I think that every Christian that gets a revelation of his faithfulness to us and this union, we can live in daily revival, daily, because we know it's not up to us. It's about our bridegroom and how faithful he is to us. That's what it says in Ephesians 3:12 there. We have confidence that we have access to the Father because of his faithfulness. Wow. So, yeah, the bridegroom, we're still not perfect. You know, they say if you're not Jewish, you're not perfect. So, none of us are perfect. But the point is, he's perfect. We have the perfect bridegroom, and we're maturing. We're learning to respond to his love. Wow. And that's what it's all about. We're learning how to love. There was a prophet named Bob Jones who went to heaven prematurely, and the Lord said, have you learned to love? And the Lord sent him back. That's what this life is about, learning how to love. And the only way we learn how to love is through our bridegroom showing us that. And then because we're in union with him, his love becomes ours and we can give it out. I so loved what you did with Houston today, because that's part of what was on Messiah's heart today, is Houston and loving them and praying for them. And helping, because that's where Messiah goes. He goes where people are hurting. And that's where we go, because the bridegroom, like the Song of Songs that Solomon received apparently in the glory cloud and sang it spontaneously. And part of that glory cloud song is, I will go with you into the fields, into the villages, into the nights. I'll go wherever my lover goes, because I have his heart now. My beloved is mine, and he is, and I am his. At the beginning, she didn't want to go. And that's the way we are, you know. Our love has to grow. Till finally we realize, I'm going wherever Jesus goes. Wherever he goes, I'm going. And that's the co-union. We're co-crucified, co-buried, and co-risen with him. And we're one. And it's a mystery. We can't understand it all, how a husband and a wife become one. But it's true, and it's a mystery. And the bride becomes one with Yeshua. And it's a mystery in the spirit, but we're learning to get that revelation of how that works. It's an amazing thing. When I was baptized in water back in Maine, long time ago, as I was walking through the basement, I looked down at my bare feet and I saw holes in my feet. And I realized I'm becoming one with my Messiah. And that's, you know, we get this revelation as we go, that what's ours is his and what his is mine. And it's a mingling. We sometimes we don't understand where heaven leaves off and where earth leaves off. You know why? Because it's a kiss between heaven and earth. Friday, we gave an invitation for people to come to Messiah Yeshua. And I said, it's as easy as I do. And if you feel the Messiah's kiss, just kiss him back. That's getting saved right there. That's as simple as it is. Feeling his love and responding. Zacchaeus was saved between the time he left the branch and he hit the ground. It's a mystery of how heaven invades us, but it's just a simple yes. But then to follow him, that's a whole learning process. And to hear his heart and to align with his heart. So let me just challenge you today that don't ever give in to the fact that there's a day that you don't have heaven living inside of you or that you can't access the Father, because that's who we are. We're married to Christ. And, you know, don't give in to the fact that if you blow it a particular day, you have to earn your way back into the marriage or earn your way back into the Holy of Holies where you were born. Amen. You know, I used to have that lie. The enemy would say to me, you have to earn your way back. And so in my mind, I'd go back to the outer court and, you know, see the bloodshed again. And then I'd do the labor and wash myself again. And then I would come over and I would light the candles and try to get the Holy Spirit going again. And then I would come over and make the donuts and eat the showbread. And then I would start doing the smoke and the incense, and after a few days, I'd feel worthy to come into the Holy of Holies again. Rubbish. Get that out of your mind. That's the biggest lie of the enemy. You know what you do if you blow it? You confess your sins, and you sit down with Jesus at the Father's right hand, and he makes your enemies your footstool. You know, so don't think today it's all up to you. Save yourself like 20 years of religion. Just like I did. I got the t-shirt of that. It's not all up to you. It's up to him. He is so faithful and true. And his grace comes like a waterfall over us every day. Just let his grace wash you every day and realize, hey, devil, I don't care what you say. I'm married to Jesus. Like, he is mine. I am his. And I can rest in the union that I have with him. Well, so just in a few minutes, we're going to do something really special. I'm going to have Jeff and Christine hold this hopa over the front here, and we're going to walk through this union hopa, and we're going to pray. I'm going to have Mike and Susie and Thor come up, and the elders of the church, we're going to have a line here. And we're going to just pray for a greater revelation of the union that we have with Jesus Christ. Isn't that good?
Amen.
So Wow. The song that we're going to play on this is a song that Georgian did. It was actually the song that my daughter walked down, that I walked down the aisle with her. It's called Starry Night. And it reminds me of the story of the bride. Because really, this whole story of Yeshua and Israel and his people and the co-heirs with the Gentiles, it's all about a marriage story. The whole thing's about a marriage story. And, well, he's preparing a bride for that day. We're all part of that bride. We're all diverse parts of it. And if you wonder what God is doing and when the end times are, well, it has to do with the bride. It has to do with the maturing of the bride. And the fivefold ministry is equipping the body to become mature just like him. So what happened with this song is my daughter said, "You're not going to do the ceremony. Dad, you're going to walk me down the aisle." And so we had another brother do the ceremony. So she had prepared herself all day. And so I walk into the room to see her and to get ready to bring her down the aisle. And when I looked at my daughter, Amy, I couldn't breathe. The breath went out of my lungs. I could not breathe. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "When my bride takes my breath away, that's when I'm sending my son Yeshua for the bride." That's what it's all about, guys. Let's all stand. Woo. So what we're going to do, Rabbi Brink today is going to lead you into this hopa. The hopa is the tent that the presence of God, it really denotes like King David's backyard when he had the blue flame and the tent of David, and also the glory cloud that came, and it has to do with God dwelling with his bride. Wow, with us. So, guys, come on up here. We're going to have you guys, Jeff and Christine, denote the hopa, and we're going to just pray. Let's declare that right now. Father, we thank you for the fact that we're married to you, and you have no divorce in mind, and you're a faithful husband, and you're going to keep us, and you're going to give us everything that belongs to you, because, Lord, you've given us the Holy Spirit as an engagement ring, and today we just declare that this is your bride, and that we will have free access daily to the things of heaven, and whatever heaven has, healing and deliverance and salvation, all those things belong to us. And to whoever else we come in contact with. And God, we just thank you for it today. Even as people come through this hopa today, that God, they'll have, Lord, our eyes will be brightened to see that union in a new way today, that it will compel us to have confidence in your faithfulness for us every day. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Let's start that music and just, you can come around this way. We're going to just bless you as you come through for more revelation of your union in Christ. Shabba. So come on through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. This is beautiful. How many of you felt the presence of the Lord as you went under the hopa? Wow. It's special. And I believe God's giving us greater revelation of this union like never before. Wow. You can take the music down there a little bit. We're just going to finish up with a word. Christine has a word about the eclipse. I actually went to the total eclipse down in Nashville a few weeks ago, and I really felt the presence of the Lord. Of course, I was excited about it. But my prophetic thing is this. I know there's a lot of gloom and doom prophets that are saying, you know, we have one eclipse this year this way, and then 7 years from now, we have it across the whole United States that way, so we're doomed. I actually believe that this was a prophetic sign of a crisscross across America of 7 years of revival in America. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe, you know, God's going to use a lot of different things to bring that about, this awakening. But it was a sign and wonder. But Christine has a word about that eclipse.
Totally. That was a good inroad. Okay, so watching, you know, Fred's in Ukraine. I can't figure out how to work our TVs, but I managed to get the computer on, and I'm watching NASA TV and watching each state as the eclipse is, you know, videoed. Okay, whoa. And I'm sure some of you saw this too, but I just have to make a statement and say it. Okay, so here, like Rich said, this eclipse is coming across from West Coast, you know, to East Coast, covering our nation. Again, a time of unity. Everybody's like watching the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse. And when the totality happens, which I really like that term, totality, it's like an abandonment, a surrender, a completion of something, that the purposes of God and what the Lord is doing. Okay, so here you're waiting, totality happens, and the moon completely eclipses the sun. I like to think the image of the sun is the sun of God, the sun, the glory. You can't even like look, don't look at the sun. You know, we know that as the beloved, though, we can look at the sun. But so then the corona is what you see, and you can take your glasses off, and the corona means crown. Okay, so we know that the glory, you know, the crown, the glory of the Son of God is revealed at that point. When is the glory in the Son of God revealed? When the darkness comes. When darkness comes, we know that evil has increased in you know, the earth. We know this. And then there's that moment when the darkness starts to move away again. And we all see it. If you haven't seen it, you can see it on NASA public TV. There's a moment of revealing the sun again in this brilliant sunburst. And the corona remains. And it looks like a diamond ring. And they call it a diamond ring. And I'm thinking these images are so strong. And here this morning, you know, we're walking under the chuppah, declaring ourselves with the washing of the word is the bride of Christ and the beloved of the Lord. But here from, let's take that, Father. We take that as a prophetic declaration in the heavenlies, Father. And this isn't the first time that you've made a declaration in the heavenlies when you are doing, bringing to pass a mighty prophetic word from your heart and the scriptures, Lord, that from West Coast to East Coast, Lord, that even though it looks like the enemy at times has eclipsed the sun in our culture, in our society, we say, oh no, because that is when the crown of the Son of God, the corona, is going to be more brilliant, and everybody wants to see it. And then, Lord, it is revealed that the engagement ring, as that darkness passes, there may be a time of darkness, but it cannot cover the fact that the church, Lord, that the people of God and that all the people, Lord, that you are calling are called your beloved and are betrothed to you. And we declare that, Lord, over our nation. We declare that over our nation, Lord. In Jesus' name, from West Coast to East Coast, Lord, let it come to pass, Father. Even as that eclipse came to pass, let it be a declaration of what you're doing in the spirit realm. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, that was awesome. One more quick thing about the eclipse before we close or whatever. You know, you're a science geek if you wait 30 years for something, which I did for this eclipse. And so my daughter lives in Nashville. So we went down to Nashville, and we went to East Nashville in a park for the eclipse. And I was shocked. I was expecting a lot of different things to happen, and I did a live Facebook thing. But that 2 minutes where it turned to nighttime, it was totally shocking. I mean, the stars came out. It was just twilight, and it was just an owl came out. And it was just so amazing how the clouds changed instantly to nighttime. But what really got me was, you know, and 99% is nothing like 100%. The 100% is 10,000, I mean, the 99% is 10,000 times brighter than 100%. So, like, when that engagement ring came out again, the clouds immediately turned gold, like the Lord was coming in the clouds. It's like the angels were surrounding us. It was an overwhelming moment for me. But anyway, thanks for having us share that.
Awesome. Well, I missed the eclipse, but I feel like I kind of vicariously just experienced it. So, well, yeah. Of course, yeah. Here.
In India, about 12 years ago, there was an eclipse, and there was a video that came out all over YouTube. When the engagement ring showed up, it was shaped like a Star of David. Exactly. And everybody was saying, whoa, you know. It was impressive. It was like this was his covenant, his engagement with Israel.
Amen. Amen. Well, this was a great morning. And I want to thank you all for going over our normal time. But I have to confess, this seems like a short service to me. Being in Kiev, it's like 4, 5, 6 hours is their normal time. So this feels kind of short. Well, we do want to thank you, Rich. Awesome, and we do want to bless our brother. So, raise your hand, Richard. There's.